This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Calls are rolling. Let's go down to the bottom here. Matt in Greensburg, who joins us right now. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Bob? How you doing?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Not much. I agree with what you said earlier. I'm really worried that they're going to mess this Davis up. I'm hoping that he's in right because they're slow playing, putting Andy at catcher long term. But the biggest like edge you have is a power hitting catcher. And, you know, I have no idea why, other than if it's Endy. If it's Endy, then that's fine. But sticking him in right just kind of neutralizes, like, the edge that he brings. And last night, I don't know if you noticed, but, I'm glad they walked it off. But I wanted them to go to extras because they pinched it for Hedges and Delay. And he was, you know, they were in that spot at Milwaukee a couple weeks ago when Delay couldn't be pinch hit for because he had pinched it for Hedges. And they did it last night, and, you know, I'm glad they won, but I wanted to see, at least for an inning, to, you know, if he's as bad as they think he is, you know what I mean?
No, I wanted to see it too. I did. Yeah, they won the game. That's nice and everything, but I wanted to see what, you know, because they forced his hand, and I give Darrett Shelton credit. He wasn't, you know, he was trying to win that game, so he made the moves right necessary to win the game, which is great.
And with the draft, with baseball, it's best player available. I don't care how many they have. They're not trading Reynolds.
Well, who is that for you?
Cruz. For me, it would be Cruz. But, you know, I'm not going to pretend that I know the ins and outs of all these college and high school players. But, if you want to be risk averse, I think Charrington does want a college player because going into his fifth year next year, I mean, if he drafts a Max Clark from high school, he might not even see him in the majors if he continues to not make the playoffs or whatnot. I think there is some pressure internally to where these guys are getting, I mean, they moved Andy up pretty quick to Triple A. They moved Davis pretty quick. So I think there is some, like, I think he wants a college player one way or another.
Yep. No, I like either of those guys, but you're right. It's whatever you do, it's going to help you sooner rather than later, and that's what I like.
Right,
the most
but
about.
I don't think drafting Cruz though affects Reynolds. Like you cannot.
What is your future outfield? What do you think the future outfield should be?
So what it should be is Reynolds, Cruz, fill in the blank at right. I don't want it to be Davis.
I don't want it to be Davis.
I'd rather him fail. I'd rather him fail at catcher. I mean, he had a. It was a harder play last night at right, but he kind of botched it that let a run score. I don't want it to be Davis. I just want it to be, a free agent. I mean, they still have Swagger. They have guys, but just because you draft Cruz, you do not discard. I mean, 3 months ago, the entire city was clamoring for them to extend Reynolds, and now it's, oh, let's trade Reynolds because we're getting Dylan Cruz. I mean, it makes no sense.
No, see, thanks for the call, too, man. I appreciate it. Good points, Matt. I'm going to go Reynolds, Sawinski, and Cruz. I do not want Davis to be an outfielder because, to me, that lessens his value, pure and simple. He's number one overall, unless he hits 45 home runs a year. Why would you draft someone who's essentially a DH or a right fielder and maybe not a very good one, as opposed to having an advantage behind the plate that you would have on just about every team in baseball, a heavy-hitting catcher? I got to see him catch. I want to see him catch. I want to see him work his way into it. The only way you get opportunities is to get opportunities. And how do you get better unless you get them?